This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The word Allah comes from Al-Walah. Waliha, the Arabs, they used to say, Waliha al-fasilu ila ummihi. Yani when the baby horse, which is called the foal, that's the baby horse, when it's separated from its mother, and it begins to moan and wail, it cries out of pain, calling to its mother because of extreme love and attachment for its mother. Waliha, it means to cry out of love and attachment to someone. It's like you cannot live without them. You're lost without them. Allah comes from the word waliha because the hearts are extremely attached to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person cannot live without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find yourself dead and lost and misguided without him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also comes from aliha. Aliha meaning hara. Aliha meaning to be amazed and astonished at something. When the mind is amazed and astonished at the greatness of something, that is the word aliha. In other words, Allah comes from the word aliha because the minds are amazed and astonished at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. You will never encompass full knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's two. The word Allah also comes from the word al-ilah. Wal-ilah means al-ma'bud, the one who deserves all worship. And the word Allah, fourth, it comes from the word laha. Laha means to conceal, for something to be hidden. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unseen. He's hidden from our eyesight and from our sight in this life. So when these four meanings are put together, the word Allah would mean this. Allah is the one who the hearts are attached to out of extreme love for him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the minds are amazed and astonished at his greatness subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the limbs are in obedience and submission to his worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the believer does all this while Allah is unseen to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't even seen him subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah azza wa jal has placed a fitrah inside of us that recognizes his greatness subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah.